This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey folks, we prepared a special presentation for you over the holidays. Some of the best segments that we felt like we had, and hope you enjoy them. It's a little bit of a departure from what we would normally do because I'm one person. I don't have time to do everything. But we think you're going to get a real taste for this show and what we've produced over the years. You'll learn that our segments are timeless. So enjoy. Thanks for being a part of what I do 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, and tell a friend. My son worked at Google. Black kid. He wasn't affirmative action. It's because he's brilliant. Yeah, he is. But what the Congressional Black Caucus wants to do, folks, they want to guarantee ignorance in America's high-tech companies. They don't care that Google says, hey, you bring it. You can look like Jabba the Hutt and be green with yellow lips. And if you can code, they will hire you on the spot. They'll get you one of them Google cars that fit right around your big, enormous Jabba the Hutt butt, and they will do whatever it takes. You will be a rock star. Google doesn't care. So that's why they've never had any traction, the Congressional Black Caucus. But they want, that's what they want. They want to guarantee it. You will hire ignorant black people, Google. Oh, yeah, you will.
Kevin Jackson, putting an end to identity politics.
Negro, that's all you had to say.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's what I can tell you. America has the best dressed, best fed, most beautiful poor people on the planet. In fact, they're Oscar worthy. And speaking of Oscar worthy, the Academy Awards just went ghetto. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but you know, all the hoopla over blacks not doing this or that has now reached its you know, the tipping point. And so the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences unveiled on Friday dramatic changes in the structure and the voting regulations because it's now going to promote diversity, more diversity. That's the goal, the Academy said. They're going to double the number of women and diverse members of the Academy by 2020. They've got a date on it. That means it's actionable, timeline, everything that you do to define a goal and make sure you achieve it. And this is over the controversy created by Jada Pinkett Smith's husband, Will Smith, not getting an award for concussion. And it got me to thinking about, you know, what we should be looking at for awards. You know, should every special interest group be represented? I mean, I don't hear Asians complaining, but so what? So what, you don't complain? There's somebody out there who's ready to complain on your behalf. In fact, I'm going to talk to you about a story about a monkey, an Indonesian monkey, who's suing over photographs. Do you think he did it? You think he went to court and said, hey, there's some photographs taken of me, and I want them back, or I want the money, or whatever. No, somebody's sued on his behalf. And by the way, if you're asking if I'm treating this whole situation with the Academy Awards like a bunch of monkeys who won an award, yeah, I am. I can get away with that because I'm authentically black.
This racially uncomfortable moment was brought to you by Kevin Jackson of theblacksphere.net.
That's right. Racially uncomfortable. You get used to it if you listen to this program. The Academy succumbing to the pressures of the black racist Gestapo has a new diversity program. One of my buddies goes, there goes the neighborhood. We died laughing. Here's the deal. I don't care what the Academy does. I don't watch their stupid show anyway. But what I don't like, folks, is the message it sends to America about affirmative action in everything. And honestly, the lessening of the stature of the Oscar to suit some racial stereotype or some insert indignation here stereotype. Because let me tell you something, from this moment forward, any black person who wins an Oscar is really getting an affirmative action version of the award. We called it the hoodie. They should give out the Oscar and they should give out the hoodie. As a black man walking around America, I don't want anybody looking at me as less. I want them to look at me and go, man, that dude must be smart. He must be sharp. Unveil the new diversity program. The new CEO, the new president of the Academy, Cheryl Boone Isaacs, is a black chick. And the group CEO, Dawn Hudson, they say, had been working to improve diversity representation within the Academy for the past several years. Boone Isaacs admitted in a previous statement on January 18, quote, "The change is not coming as fast as we would like. The change we can believe in." And she vowed, it's time for big changes. See, here's what happens when you wonder why black people don't get jobs, get good jobs, because this is exactly what happens. They get in there and they go, oh, man, we got to change it up and make it special for black people and special for women and special for minorities. But really, it's about black. They will act like they will use Mexicans and women for their own nefarious needs. But it's really about black. So you hire a black person as CEO. Can they just come in and do the job? Or do they have, oh, I've noticed that we don't have enough black participation. And there are people, oh, Kevin, well, man, black man need to be represented. Black man, look, if you want to represent yourself, go find, it's legal to do this. You can't do it if you're white. But go do the Academy of Motion Pictures and Arts and Sciences for hood rats or for black folks or for sissies and punks that don't want to compete at the other level. See, let me tell you, I would rather win an Oscar with the playing field unlevel and say, see? Even when you're trying to keep me down, even when you're not giving me the best roles or whatever, I act so good that you got to have me. That's what I would rather do. I would rather take the Jesse Owens approach that says, I don't care that you're going to have your track meet in the belly of the beast where Nazis believe black people are inferior and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to come here and outrun all you Aryans. See, that's the way I take it. All right, everybody, that ended my discussion at the time about Oscars so white and all this complaints by these leftist blacks about, I don't get my trophy, I don't get this or that. Jesse Owens was relegated to colored-only facilities and stuff like that, but he didn't complain. He represented this country and helped build the greatest nation in the world.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapse. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Today, folks, we got a special treat for you. We took a lot of the best of clips that we've done over the years. We've consolidated a few of them, so the shows may seem a little bit choppy, but I promise you, they're going to be enjoyable. They're going to be funny. They're going to be poignant. They're going to be things that you want to be talking about, that you're going to be laughing about over the holidays. So I hope you stick with us. I hope you listen over the holidays, because we don't want to lose you. We don't want to lose you. We love you. We want you to be here, okay? Okay, don't go anywhere. So enjoy. This is some of the stuff that I've done that you probably haven't heard unless you've been listening to me for 12 years, the length of time I've been doing radio. And we put this specially together for you guys, so you'll come every day. And I hope that this ends up being a best of that people come back and listen to all the time. And by the way, tell a friend. Don't hog us all for yourself. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Happy holidays, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, girl, look at that body. Out. When I walk on the spot, this is what I see. Everybody stare, just staring at me. I got a passion in my past, and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it. Ooh, I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah, I'm
in my opinion, Michelle
it.
Obama, there is nothing attractive about
Ooh,
this woman.
I'm sexy and I know it.
But she says she's been catcalled, and she didn't like it. She didn't like to be objectified. So I ask you, ladies, what do you think? You know what? For the record, in full disclosure, it happens to me a lot. I know. What are you chuckling at? But now here's the thing. I don't mind when women catcall me. I've learned to deal with it. It was embarrassing at first. But then, you know, finally you just say, you know, this is what God gave me. I cannot deny them. I cannot deny women the opportunity to do what comes natural. It isn't like they have control over it. See, that's the thing about the catcall.
Kevin Jackson, putting an end to identity politics.
Negro, that's all you had to say.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They call me a slave driver around here, but I'm not. I honestly do wish I had slaves. I wish I had slaves, and the whiter, the better. Honestly, I don't care what. Well, I do kind of care what color my slaves are. Yeah, I don't want just any slave. I want slaves that really will work, you know, then don't give you a lot of lip. Yeah, I want those kind of slaves. Old school black slaves, you know, not the new Negro. What you want me to do? I don't care if I'm a slave. I ain't doing it. Yeah. No. Those are the kind of slaves, you know. I don't want them. I just don't want them. I want very complicit, good, old fashioned slaves. The way the Democrats have trained black people today. I want those kind of slaves. See, if black people worked for us, they would say, oh, I ain't going there. You know, you're trying to guilt trip. But with Democrats have managed to make their slaves, their modern day slaves, the black liberals that they've trained, they've made them just complicit. I mean, think about this. They have them supporting an ugly old white dude by the name of Hillary Clinton for president. How do you do that? Over Ben Carson. I mean, we're going to play the race card. Ben Carson, noted neurosurgeon, man, he's done tons. Hillary Clinton looking for landmines all over.
I sponsored landmine legislation.
Hey, Hillary, here's a little memo for you. Every freaking senator in the Congress has sponsored landmine legislation at some point. What is it with black people and their fascination with that dude? That dude married to Bill Clinton. That gay couple, that LGBT couple that occupied the White House for 8 years, the one that's now got her beard, what's her name, Uma? Is it Uma or Huma? Do you pronounce the H? I think you do. In a Farsi, you do. Like Huma. Her name is Huma. Huma. You have to say it at the back of your throat. Huma. So Hillary's got her girl. One that said, by the way, said Hillary gets a little foggy every now and then. Hillary gets a little foggy. Sometimes in the memos, you got to like, hey, whoa, say that twice. Hillary won't get it. Be careful. She doesn't always understand. See, they always make Hillary look polished. Wouldn't you like to see some behind the scenes on Hillary Clinton? Seriously. I would love to see some behind the scenes. Hillary Clinton is, she's in bad shape. Don't let anybody fool you. Hillary's in rough shape. Yeah. She's old, worn-out shoes, but they... Yeah, I know that... Yeah, okay, so here's what I've done. Have you ever had some shoes and you took them to the... They used to call them cobblers, but the people that fix your shoes, and they put new soles on your shoes. I've had my shoes resold because when I'm poor. If I get a good pair of shoes I paid, like, you know, $50 for, I go get them resold. For $20, but then you can still see where the leather's cracked, where they have to cut a little bit of the sole, you know, the actual stuff off. They don't always fit the same after the fact, but hey, when you're poor, that's what you do. Well, that's what Hillary is. They've resold her, but she's still the same old worn out shoes. On the bottom, she's good, but on the top, she's not that good. Find yourself coming back from the weekend and you feel angst. It isn't like you've rested. You can't say, "Whoo, I took 2 days off and I feel so good." It isn't like that. I feel angst, sometimes anger. Look, Barack Obama is in charge of the country. He controls the war machine.
He controls the ability of this nation to protect you. A guy who can't spell RPG shoots a weapon like he throws a baseball, and he's going to protect you. When I think about this, I think about Barack Obama is leading the charge in the military, setting the strategy. Wile E. Coyote, super genius. Don't you believe in America right now there's an Acme factory that's got a bunch of failed military products? And Barack Obama's touring the factory in his hard hat looking like Urkel going, oh, that missile right there, I believe I could get on that missile and ride it and catch that rascally roadrunner. The idea that we've got the most incompetent person that you could possibly put in charge of the military running the military. Worse yet, running the economy. The most incompetent business leader in the free world is running the largest corporation in the free world. He's over the most amazing military in the free world, and you're seeing the outcome.
He's Talk Radio's King Leonidas.
A new age has begun. An age of freedom.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. So that was a little dip back into the Obama administration's talking about some things about Hillary Clinton. And a lot of these clips are. But for those of you who hadn't been around the show for very long, maybe you're new to the show or you've only been listening for, what, 2, 3, 5 years because you came late to the party, I just wanted to give you a little bit of a taste of what we used to do and what we still do. Hang in there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says there's no federal solution and it comes down to the states in the fight against COVID-19. Speaking on a call with the nation's governors, Biden saying the current situation isn't like March of 2020 when the pandemic began and the tools are in the hand to keep schools and businesses open. Biden added that his administration should have acted sooner on testing, but says they're trying to make up for it.
If we'd known, we would have gone harder, quicker if we could have.
because steps we have to be taken to increase the number of authorized tests, we're now able to purchase 500 million at-home rapid tests to be sent to the American people for free.
Thousands of people in California, Oregon, and Washington are dealing without power after a powerful winter storm went through over the weekend. USA Radio News. The White House announcing President Biden signed the National Defense Authorization Act on Monday. A week of mourning begins after a human rights activist in South Africa passed away.
Desmond Tutu, South Africa's Nobel Peace Prize-winning archbishop and modern-day activist, died Sunday at 90. Upon becoming president in 1994, Nelson Mandela appointed Tutu to be chairman of the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new Gallup poll is reporting Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is topping the list of job approval ratings among 11 U.S. leaders. 60% approve of the job Roberts is doing. Only two other leaders were favored over 50%, as Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell came in at 53%, and one of the top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, gained 52% of the vote. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People, he's an egomaniac. He's a self-maniac. Yes, I am a self-maniac. I love me. I love me more than anybody. I love me more than Melissa loves me. I love me more than my kids love me. Because that's the way it's supposed to be. You should be an egomaniac. You should be absolutely enthralled with yourself. You should get up in the morning and go, self, you're so beautiful. What's up with you? Look at what God made. Get in the mirror. Do some poses. Do some flexing of your muscles. You should love yourself. You expecting somebody else to do it for you? Oh, I know. I know. Mama patted you on your bum bum and said, you're such a cute little baby. And then spanked you and then told you this and washed some dishes and you didn't do this right or whatever. And so self started getting beat up. And then you know what happened? You got spewed out into the public. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the public was waiting on you. Bring me that little egomaniac that believes that he or she is something special, ordained by his creator to be great. Has something inside of them that if they find it will make them become something bigger than life. Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, Joan of Arc. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what Debbie Wasserman Schultz says, that Scott Walker does to women and backhand them. Pow! Because you can't have your identity. You are not supposed to be somebody special. You are supposed to be a minion. You're an egomaniac.
Oh, I'm not an egomaniac. Don't call me. I'm passive. I don't.
Yes, I'm Kevin Jackson, and I'm an egomaniac, and I want to start the group called Egomaniacs Unite. Not Egomaniacs Anonymous. I want you to be an egomaniac about who you are, because you are important. Let me tell you something. When I started writing this blog, because Melissa said to me, you need to do something to stop being mad all the time, and I decided to do it, it was with the idea, I want to be something special. I want to be somebody that speaks for the masses, that speaks for people who are afraid to speak for themselves. And that's how this was born, the Black Sphere. And it has nothing to do with race. It had to do with volume. Sphere being the most voluminous thing in nature. The most voluminous shape you can take. And the idea of a black hole, that only powerful thought can emanate from the gravitational pull of a black hole. I know I'm a geek. And I'm an egomaniac. And I hope I make you an egomaniac too. I hope you learn to love yourself and love your opinions and not let people shut them down. You want to know what this egomaniac does? I hear the other side, and then I call nonsense. I call BS on what they say.
Kevin, we need more Mexicans for amnesty.
because as Alex Seek in Florida said, well, Kevin, we need somebody to do our lawns.
Well, Alex, how about you do your own doggone lawn, you lazy white woman?
You know what? We could spend our way out of debt. We need to spend more money. We can't cut back. We can't get rid of these programs. Our poor are so downtrodden.
I call BS. If your poor people have a cell phone and they're taking selfies or they're taking pictures of Michelle Obama while they're at the soup line, I call BS. When poor people are using EBT cards to take vacations, something I can't even spell, I call BS. When the president of this country views the life of terrorists better, higher than he views your life, I call BS. When the attorney general only wants to do selective prosecution based on color, I call BS. When they try to say that we on the right, the God-thumping, Bible-toting, when they say that we're the ones who have a war on women, I call BS. They try to convince you that they need more money for schools. We're graduating the dumbest kids ever, and we spent geometrically more money on the school system than we did back in the day when people were learning. I call BS. They want to make things like Ferguson something that's your fault. The fault of police, the fault of law enforcement. We have laws. They got to be enforced. But no, somebody dies. And the next thing you know, all of the things, all of the bedrock, the principles of which this nation were built on, is out the window. Because some thug died. I call BS.
Don't do drugs. Never done a drug.
The Black Sphere Radio Network is a drug-free workplace.
You know, my body produces its own drug, keftosterone.
You found Kevin Jackson.
For whatever reason, it's kicking in right now.
This is the Black Sphere Radio Network.
For years, the United States has carried Mexico on our backs. The support that we give to Mexico is one-directional, unidirectional. Not to get all Spanish on you, but unidirectional. And they made that movie called A Day Without a Mexican because they wanted to drive home the idea that without Mexicans, America would fall apart. What would we do if we had to clean our own pools and do our own laundry, clean our own homes and stuff like this? I don't know what these people think the average American does, but first of all, I don't have a pool, and the only person doing my lawn and cleaning up and all that other stuff is my family. Let me tell you, if I had a Mexican, I wouldn't be picking up my dog's doo-doo. I know that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love the discussions around race. You guys know this. I love these discussions. I really do. And I've told you many times, the most racist, vile people on the planet are the American liberal. The intolerant left struck again, and it was against Microsoft. So what? Microsoft's owner, Bill Gates, is one of the world's biggest leftists. That doesn't make him immune to attacks by other leftists. No, 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 no. So Microsoft, and they create this artificial intelligence bot, and they named it Tay. Now, the first big mistake made by Microsoft in making this bot that they were going to introduce on Twitter was naming the doggone thing Tay. See, Tay is a street name for some black kid. Tay began cyber life as a black teen thug, and as you will soon see, Tay was no suburban bot growing up near a Starbucks. I read this report. This was in the Hindi. Came out of India, folks, where technology is king. They say humans will be humans, and the latest victim of humankind was Microsoft. The company launched an artificial intelligence powered bot named Tay for playful chat with people, only to silence it within 24 hours as users started sharing racist and offensive comments with the bot. Now, see, this bot learned. It was put out there to be an artificial intelligence bot that would learn how to interact as a human being. Some of the tweets
Well, here, let me finish this. Launched on Twitter as an experiment in conversational understanding and to engage people through, quote, casual and playful conversation, Tay was soon bombarded with racial comments, and the innocent bot began repeating those comments back with her commentary to users. Some of the tweets had Tay referring to Adolf Hitler, denying the Holocaust, supporting Donald Trump's immigration plans, among others. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, that sounds very much like a conservative's got to Tay. No. If you know anything about social media, you know that it is dominated by leftists. And when I say dominated, I'm talking dominance. I'm talking foot on your throat, Hitlerian dominance. And these intolerant leftists could not wait to corrupt little Tay. Little Tay, nothing more than an AI bot, was coded with information which can tell users jokes or offer up a comment on a picture you send her or him or whatever Tay, quote, chose to be. They say she's a her, but you know, come on. You can't just, don't put Tay in a bucket, all right? Anyway, the bot, which was designed to become smarter through these conversations, it was designed to learn by engaging with people and conversing with them. See, that's what we do as conservatives. We're like, hey, let's talk. Let's understand each other. The left, they don't know how to talk. No, sir. Within a day, Tay users, these liberals, corrupted this machine. It didn't take 24 hours before Microsoft had to shut Tay down. Tay was like, shoot, I got something for your butt. You know what I'm saying? Tay was just went crazy, man. Got stone cold ghetto. Tay became a hater. You having fun? This is our best of show. We took a bunch of clips and put them together, as I said earlier in the broadcast. And throughout the broadcast, wanted you guys to have a little taste of what we've delivered for well over a decade on a variety of subjects. This is why Fox News misses me. They won't admit it, but they do. But I'm glad you are not missing me. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you will share this broadcast with your friends. And be blessed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, people. Kevin Jackson still with you. Introducing these segments, I want you to understand this is the best of show, but it is the best of the best of. My producers and I got together. We went through some old clips and said, let's put them all together. Let's let the audience hear what the show is about, what Kevin is about, what the team is about. Be sure to go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com to find out more about what we do. I think you're going to find out that whether we're making films like Bleeding Blue, BleedingBlueMovie.com, or whether you're going to the Flick Fest because you're a movie aficionado and you want to help us grow that site to literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of patriots watching these amazing artists create products that you want to see, putting Hollywood on notice that they're not the only ones who can create great things, then stick around. Go to that website and enjoy what we put together for you. I bet you'll listen to it again.
This is the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson on AM 860, The Answer.
Feels good. Kevin Joe feels good.
That was my Aunt Edna. What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. Talking about them lecherous lying leftists. Them Clintons. That's right, them Arkansas hillbillies. They have made a lot of money off the public dole, haven't they? Arguing with Leslie Marshall on John Hannity's show. And I say to her, she's like, well, the good that they've done outweighs anything. And I go, really? So given, you know, collecting $145 million and giving away nine, that outweighs the bad, right? See, that's what the left.
Oh, Kevin, surely you can, I mean, they're removing landmines and curing AIDS, helping Africans, man.
Oh, they're helping Africans.
Well,
why didn't you just say so? They're helping the dark people. They're over on the dark continent. Helping them poor Africans figure things out for themselves. They're giving them water. Really? They're giving them water. Yeah, they're giving them water. And here I thought God was. But who am I to say? I'm just another African. That's right. Talking about Sidney Blumenthal, the report that suggests that perhaps there was a bit of crony capitalism involved in this whole deal. It says Blumenthal, the wolf, was the front man for an effort by the Clintons, allies, and their associates to profit off the conflict in Libya. Yeah. What's interesting about rich white liberals is they don't just limit their playing around with people of color to the United States. They will go all over the world to mess around with black folks. I understand the things plaguing our nation. I understand the stigma that comes from being black in America. But it is not a stigma that America created. It is a stigma that has been created because of the actions of black people. And I will not let other people tell me how to think or what to say about what the truth is about that matter. I'm impacted by it. People act like I don't get pulled over by the cops. I don't get profiled or whatever by the cops. It all happens to me too, people. I just learned to disregard. There's a story about a lady who was in the movie Django, black lady. She's with her boyfriend, white guy, and they're doing public display of affection. And they're in an area where cops see that type of thing and think, well, it might just be a prostitute in her john. So they detain them. They ask the lady for her ID. You know what she does? She refuses to give it to him. So what do? They detain her, put handcuffs on her, and essentially it's become an entire racial incident. Why? Because they suspect that she might be a prostitute. Not her, but in general. Because why? Because they hate black people, right? No, because there are prostitutes working that area. That's what cops do. But instead now, it's become
the LAPD, there, you know, that's racist and all that.
No, it's not. They're profiling what happens in that general vicinity. And you know how it all could have been avoided? Anybody want to take want to hazard a guess? Well, let me just break it down for you. If she had said, here's my ID. Now, what exactly are you accusing me of? And if they ask this young man, what are you? I'm her boyfriend. And what are you guys doing here? Frankly, none of your business, but we just happen to be walking here. If you have a reason to detain us, you now have my ID, you have his ID. Tell me what it is that's going on. And it would be that simple. If you want to get indignant, then get indignant and say, you know, I'm offended that you pulled me over. And here the cop could say, you know what we usually find? We find when we see a black woman with a white man in this area, it is generally a prostitute with a john. Sorry for profiling you, but that's what we find. Don't mean any disrespect.
And sensitivity over, everybody goes home, no big deal. But she's crying, oh, it's racial, it's racial. It isn't racial. Shut up. It's conditional. It's societal. It's what cops see. But we become a society where everything has to be turned into that. And we can't even discuss the other side of it because, no, you're being, if you don't support this black woman who got pulled over, Kevin, you're an Uncle Tom, you're, you know, coon butt, you girl, blah, 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 blah. Well, then I am what I am. But if you pull me over and say, hey, Kevin, in this neighborhood, you know, black men are profile, I'm going to say, tell me what you need, officer, so I can get this done. I need your ID. Fine. I'm going to reach in my back pocket. Or do you want to reach in my back pocket? You. Okay. I'm going to reach in my back pocket with my right hand and get my wallet. And then I'm going to get my ID. Is it okay with you if I do? Yes. Okay. Reach in. Here's my ID. Now, if you need to, you tell me what it is that you need to do next, and let's take the next step. Now, you can, oh, Kevin, that's Uncle Tom type activity. Well, call it what you want. But you know what? I'm busy. I'm ready to go home. I need to be undetained because I'm headed to the movies or I'm headed to the theater or the symphony or other white things, you know, that people with white privilege do.
He's out to put an end to identity politics.
Black neighborhoods are run like African countries. You practically need permission to go. Don't go after nightfall for any reason.
He's Kevin Jackson.
Black neighborhoods are so bad, when white people want their drugs, they get them courier. And I ain't lying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And the world wanna know what this all about.
A man doesn't care what his doctor is. If you ask the average dude who's your doctor, he's like, ah,
I mean, geez, you know, I'll check with my wife.
Family doctor, maybe, if you're close. White families, y'all know. Black family, man, we, who's your doctor?
The dude that's there when I get there to the clinic, to the hospital.
We don't keep up with that. Do you think a dude goes, yeah, I care who checks my prostate?
I got a mojo too.
We don't think about it. You don't care who your ear, nose, and throat doctor is. If you're in something catastrophic, if you've got cancer and somebody's been working with you for a period of time. But other than that, you don't care. But you know who cares? You know who cares about their doctor? Women. They care about their OBGYNs. Obama was selling Obamacare to women. He was saying to women, you can keep that dude that looks betwixt your legs. Because I know how you feel. You don't want everybody knowing your business up in here. That's right. That's what Obama was doing. That's why the contraception thing was a big deal. Hey,
we're going to make them pay for contraception for you ladies. I mean, you women. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep. Obama knew if he told women, you're going to lose your gynecologist. I cannot guarantee it. Women. Dude, I talked to you. Got to be a woman around you somewhere, fellas. Come on now. Ladies, if you're listening to me, tell your man. Am I lying? When you find a good gynecologist, you don't want to lose that man or that woman. Generally, it was probably a man. I'm not lying. You don't want just anybody, number one, knowing everything about you. Because gynecologists, that's pretty intimate. Guys, we don't have there are proctologists. I mean, if you're gay, I guess you could get intimate with your proctologist. But there's nobody that says, hey, you know, checks your naughty bits for dudes and says, okay, Kevin, when am I going to see the naughty bits again? You go in, you cough, that's it. No harm, no foul. But women, because their naughty bits are tucked up inside, you know, and they're subject to moisture and all these other fits of distress, that they, when they get their gynecologist, they want to keep it. Barack Obama played to that. Believe it.
You found Kevin Jackson.
Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting.
Don't make me destroy you.
I am not a dictator.
You can't beat the king, man. You can't beat the king.
Ultimately, I am president. I am not king.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.